It's Nick Mesney with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 6-2 victory at home to Carnarvon. Andy, as good as a 6-2 victory is, are you frustrated to have conceded those two goals there tonight?
Yeah, of course I am. Like, you know me, it doesn't flatter me in any way getting six goals. You know, it doesn't affect my ego in any way. It affects me when you concede two goals in the way we did, in the way we conceded the goal last week, and it's going to come back to haunt us, you know. Some terrific goals we've scored. You know, the first goal was a great bit of play from Bax, who at times tonight was absolutely unplayable, which gets us 1-0 up. And then we just give him the most ridiculous penalty when the lad's going away from goal, but he's back to play, facing the stand, and we go and give a penalty, and you're just sat on the side, absolutely exasperated, because yet again, there's a team back in the game at 1-1. We then show great character and keep peppering them, we keep getting at them, and this is against the wind, and we rightly go in at 3-1. Again, people, you know, not actually understanding what our principles are and how we play, and not locked on in certain areas, which allows the player to turn and then play a forward pass when it should be locked on. But you know, that's down to personnel. We are really struggling with players injured. You know, we got Diz was unavailable but came late because his wife's just given birth. Johnny Spittle, Rob Hughes, Declan Poole, Michael Parker, Ryan Wignall, Lawrence Wilson is retired. Wolfie's gone out on loan. That's eight players. And we're batting down the hatches and trying to fill holes all over the place, but still coming up because of our principles and our desire and our will to win. We're still coming through with victories. Fantastic start to the second phase, 6 points from six, sets us up great for Edinburgh next week, and then into the life game down at Barry. But again, we've got to be better. You know, at 6-2, you know, it's easy for me to say, George, let him go in on goal. You know, it's 6-3. But, you know, George's instinct is to stop the ball going forward. His instinct is to prevent a goal. So I get it. But, you know, in hindsight, if it's at 2-1, yeah, you know, bring it down. But, you know, at 6-2, it's just to try and be a little bit cuter. But, you know, I don't want to be negative in any way. But I said last week after the Newtown game, there's a lot more to come from us as a team, and there's still a lot more to come from us tonight. You know, although we got six goals, you know, I'll take a 2-0 win all day over a 6-2 victory like that, because it just flatters you and leads you into a false sense of you're doing things right when you're not, because there's things out there tonight that we need to go away and look at and really batten down, and we will do. You know, Priestley's come in and I've had to put him in at right back, and you know, for large parts of the game he did terrific. There's key points that you must defend in the way I want my team to defend, that instruction probably didn't get onto him right. Once we did it, you know, after they scored a second, we got the right information to him, you know, he completely blocked them off, and I just thought we always looked a threat. And like I say, I thought Michael Beccari was absolutely unplayable. You know, and even in saying that about Michael, how well he played, there were still areas of the game that he frustrated. You know, in just the reading of the game on flicks and second balls in around the front men. I thought the fullback got to them too many times. But when Michael faces you up, you know, it's all over. He's that talented. His feet are that quick. And the lad has incredible pace. You know, he's as quick as I've seen. So really pleased with him all round. Callum again, you know, reliable, getting into the box, and so many positives. But like I've said to the lads, you know, I just think to go to the next level, we really need to up our standards and don't go away and kid ourselves on tonight that that's a 4-goal difference in the game, because for large periods it was nip and tuck. You know, they've gone really big, as big as they possibly could, to try and stop us, and that suits me. You know, if a team want to go and try and match up against Connors Quay, they ain't matching up against us. There's nobody in this league that can match toe-to-toe against us. You know, and they might move away from their principles a little bit, but, on our home patch, it's very, very difficult to come here, because, we were relentless from the start, from the very first minute. We're relentless, and we don't let up, and it's hard for teams to get through 90 minutes being peppered and being asked questions and being pressed, and, you know, probably the first time this season that they probably didn't string two passes together because of the way we set up and the way we stop them. You know, we know how dangerous Nathan is at left back, and he's, you know, got a wand of a left foot, and a lot of their play comes from him. You know, we completely stifled that and blocked that off, for something that we looked at this week, and it was effective. But, you know, they're very dangerous because they're big, they're strong, they're a good group, they're honest, they've got a good crowd behind them, and they're a very, very difficult team to play against. You know, the breaks come at the right time tonight. We scored at good times, you know, at 3-2, we get the fourth, and then very quickly the fifth, and then, you know, magic from backs at the end for the sixth. But really pleased. Couldn't have asked for a better start, but again, conceding three goals in two games doesn't sit right with me.
You talk about the relentlessness. That will have to be in effect again next week as we face Edinburgh City in the Iron Brew Cup semi-final as well, with obviously the opportunity to get through to the final.
Yeah, of course. You know, we'll rest up over the weekend and we'll look to go again hard next week. I'm going to take off tonight and go and head towards Glasgow and then head up to Peterhead, you know, which is another 4 hours up tomorrow, to watch them against Edinburgh against Peterborough. You know, Peterhead on a grass pitch, which will be similar to ours, you know, it'll be heavy, and see how they deal with that. I saw them on their 3G, and now I want to see what they're like on grass. And we'll be ready. You know, we'll be ready to go next week. The boys are, you know, I've been talking about it this week, and we're really looking forward to it. And it's a great opportunity. And like I said, nobody wants to come here and play against us on our home patch, because we're very strong, we're very organised, and we're very, very hard to beat because we're scoring a lot of goals. The flip side of it is we'll be working next week on making sure that we start getting back towards clean sheets.